Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Ryan Castle will join us once again. We will send Spin. Today we've got for you the 10 most iconic movie themes of all times. That's coming up after emails on our question. What made you think I do not get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-ROM.
Oh, here's a nice one for you. It said I had to clean a local library. Once the toilet was so full, it looked like Mount Rainier was poking out of the toilet. All semi-liquid feces mixed with toilet paper and who knows what else. Well, there's only one way to clean a toilet like that without a shovel or scoop, which I did not have. Needless to say, three pairs of gloves, two garbage bags, and some hands-on scooping. The toilet was finally able to be flushed and cleared.
I mean, at that point, like, look, even with gloves on, man, if it's not mine, I'm not dealing with that. Well, mine are my dogs, right? Mm-hmm. It is limited to that. Hello, Marcus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
All right. So I manage a car wash just north of Seattle here on Aurora Avenue. So a few months ago, I had some tweaker. Somehow they managed to get into our back room and get some of our supplies that we have the employees use to kind of take the temperature and screen themselves for COVID and whatnot. And she started going around the site telling people that she's an undercover nurse doing COVID screens. And when we came up to her, we're like, what the hell are you doing? And we found out that she had our rubber boots on, our...
Hey.
Once again, I think that's colors, a quote. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind while calling. Now back to the program.
So you asked for your stuff back, and what is her response?
Well, she proceeded to show me her nurse badge when she lifted up her shirt, and it looked like she cut out like part of a FedEx package, and so who knows what name and address was on there.
Do you guys have cameras on all your stalls?
We have cameras all over the site. There's nothing that you can get on the site and not have us see.
How many people shower there?
At the car wash?
Yeah.
Not that I've seen.
Okay. If anything else, it's $1, $2. Just
yep. That is true.
What are some of the amazing things you've seen on Aurora?
I see people getting in fist fights. I've seen the local police tase people in the middle of the street. It's basically the Thunderdome around here.
Yeah, the Thunderdome. We're kind of in a Thunderdome down here as well.
Yeah, it's gotten a little weird.
Yeah, it has.
And the weird part with this particular lady is that must have been walking around the site earlier because I saw somebody with a jacket on and clothes, and she must have gone to the back room when she changed out of her jacket, her shoes. She put them in we have like these 30-gallon tubs of hydraulic oil we use to run the car wash, and she pretty much stuffed all her belongings into the oil. Shoes, cell phone, Fitbit, jacket, everything she had on her, basically.
Now she doesn't know if she got her steps in.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so I had to call the police. They come down, and they're very hands-off. Like, if I have somebody trespassing, I have to physically go over there and ask them to leave in front of the police before they even, like, they are very hands-off these days in trying to deal with these people.
Look, people on Aurora, I think it's just a matter of you don't want to touch them.
I just wouldn't want that beat. You know what I mean? Like
Aurora, no. Dude,
I'm it's a cop, just, that's fine. But if I get the call to Aurora, I'm like, come on, man, what now?
Because it's just going to be stupid. That's the thing with Aurora, right? It's going to be stuff that annoys you. It's never going to be like, somebody got shot there. It's like, look, dude, this guy, he's naked. He's on top of my business, and he won't stop, like, peeing on
customers.
He's
got a Krispy Kreme donut around his penis. You
know? Right. That's just the Aurora
two
way.
Two of them.
Like,
right.
Come on.
Wow. Impressive.
He had three, but it started, yeah.
One chocolate glazed and one regular.
Yeah, it wasn't glazed when he bought it.
What made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Casey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I used to be an EMT on an ambulance down in the Four Corners area of New Mexico.
Okay.
Which has a huge alcohol problem, if you know anything about that.
I have heard some.
Yeah. So, one day, me and my partner were eating lunch at a barbecue food truck, because you don't know whenever you're going to get to eat again. So, I was stuffing my face. I was full. So, we get a call for a drunk lady in the parking lot at the mall, which isn't unusual. We get those calls every day. Anyways, we get there and she is unable to control herself anymore. She is all over the place, kind of like a limp noodle, trying to get her onto the stretcher and into the back of the ambulance. And when we got her back there, she started vomiting uncontrollably. And unfortunately, this was my turn to have the patient in the back with me. So I'm there trying to get this bucket between her and the wall of the ambulance while she's puking up, trying not to let her choke on it and trying not to get it all over the back of the ambulance. And I'm sitting there with my stomach full of barbecue, smelling this really fruity alcohol smell in the back of the ambulance in the middle of summer. So it's hot. It smells like alcohol. She's puking. It was all the way to the hospital, too. It was really, really difficult for me to keep my lunch down. And unfortunately, that kind of thing just happened there all the time. But that really, that's where I drew the line.
Well, right. I will say this. As far as like people who get, people who have the spins or people who are in a situation where they need to drop anchor and are just,
right.
They're really messed up. So even if you're just in a bed, you know what I mean? And you got the spins, you're like, oh, God, I got to put my foot down, whatever. The last thing you want to do is lay down flat, facing the wrong direction, and then get in an automobile. Like,
right.
It'd be one thing if they put the gurney where you're facing forward. That's a little bit easier for anyone to comprehend as far as, like, that trigger of, man, I'm getting nauseous, I'm getting car sick or whatever. But even when I was in that ambulance ride for, like, 2 miles, I wasn't necessarily nauseous, but the ride was making me nauseous because I'm backwards and I'm laying down flat.
Right.
And it was just this weird thing. Like, anytime I picked my head up, I was like, oh, God, oh, I got to put my head back down, close my eyes. It was just,
Let me ask you this. You said it was your turn to deal with the patient in the back. Is that standard protocol, or is that just something you and your partner decided to do?
So the ambulance that I worked on, we were both EMTs. So that's kind of like the lowest medical, emergency medical certification you can have. Other ambulances will have paramedics and EMTs.
Ah, okay.
And so when we're both EMTs, the severity level of the call doesn't really change very much. So we'll take turns going back and forth, one call after another.
Do you ever have to strap?
The medics will usually,
Do you ever have to strap people down every once in a while?
Oh, yeah. We've, especially being around there with the alcohol problems, we had people with mental problems as well. And people who were suicidal would usually get some soft restraints. Sometimes some Velcro restraints to restrain them to the stretcher.
Do you ever have anyone who is, by the time you get there or in the process of taking them to the hospital, they defecate themselves? Because to me, that is where I draw the line.
So we actually had a woman defecate herself before we got to her. That's why we got called. And I don't know if you know anything about, like, gastrointestinal problems, but when she defecated, it was black.
Ooh,
and so that's when you know you've got some major issues. And she was at a dialysis center, so she was sitting in a leather chair with that just oozing out.
Oh. I mean, can you call and lie and say, man, we got a flat tire? Like, do you know what it's going to be? Like, so if you get a dispatch, are they telling you, like, hey, man, there's a woman pooping herself in a chair? I mean, do you know what you're in for?
Sometimes, but, you know, it really depends on what kind of information the dispatchers are given. Sometimes we're going into something that seems completely normal, and then we get totally sideswiped by something that ends up really serious. On that particular day with that lady, I can't remember if we had been told that she had defecated all over the place, but it definitely wasn't pleasant when we got there.
One more question. It has nothing to do with your job. Did they ever actually put a marker where the real Four Corners is after they did the survey and realized how far off they were?
As far as I understand, they did. I've seen pictures of people there. I never went there myself, but
there was an
actual. I've seen pictures of my friends standing in all four states.
Yeah, there was. They put it in the wrong spot first.
Yes, all these other people, including my parents, who years ago, they were telling my brother and I, like, you know, we stood in the Four Corners. We thought it was really cool. And then, as Miles said, what, 4 or 5 years ago, they realized, hey, man, we're off by, like, what, 9 miles or something?
It was a ways.
Yeah, so all the people that thought they did it didn't do it. I don't know what state they were in, but they're only in one.
Mm-hmm.
But you still get the picture, I guess.
Yes. What made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
Well, I always wanted to go there. It looks so cool.
Yeah, it seemed like a cool idea.
You can just do like hopscotch and be in different states, you know?
Yeah.
So what happens, say I'm in Four Corners, but as I'm approaching the actual Four Corners mark, all right, I have committed a crime, say, in New Mexico. And the cops spot me, and they chase me, and I step 2 feet over, and like, guys, I'm in Arizona.
So is it,
you have
is
no
it,
jurisdiction
is it,
here.
Is it Nevada, Utah? Is that
Colorado, Arizona, okay. New Mexico, okay. I think it is.
Okay.
All right, so, right, I did something in New Mexico, the cops are coming, and now I jump diagonally to Colorado. Like, what are you going to do?
Can't they just extradite you?
They could, but
they need an authority from that state to get you.
They have to now contact the authorities in Colorado to let them know that this jackass just committed a crime here and stepped 2 feet away. Right? And then if I see Colorado coming, can I step over to Arizona real quick? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about state ones. Like, I'm sure they're not supposed to do it all the time. But I think in that case, you'd be like, just tackle him.
I mean, that's what I would say.
Is that a federal border or like a country border?
I know, but different states have. I'm just wondering, like, so they tackle me anyway, right? And I understand, right? Because they're pissed. I did whatever I did, but they tackle me in Colorado. I feel like when I go to trial,
you'll be extradited
eventually. But I mean, could they drag me back to the New Mexico jail? Because if they tackle me in Colorado, what's Colorado going to do? Like, I did not commit a crime here. I didn't do anything.
I don't know.
You know?
What made you think I don't get paid enough to do this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
I'm going to give that a try sometime.
Well, I mean, because it's kind of like what happens in, like, Cincinnati, right?
If I go to Kentucky real quick?
Right, because the bridge is right there. So I'm like, this must happen. Where people are like, if I just make it to the bridge, I'll be okay.
But they got a longer distance. I mean, in this case, right, I just throw a punch, right? I just drop you for no reason. We're in New Mexico. Then I just step over to Arizona. And you can call the cops. Yeah, what are you going to do? Because the Arizona cops, right, that's not worth extraditing for.
It's like the Duke boys.
Right, but in Arizona, they're not going to, they're like, look, he didn't do anything here. He's a jackass there, and yeah, he's 8 feet away, and he's still talking smack, but I didn't do anything in Arizona for them to press charges, right?
I don't know.
I just don't know. I get the feeling if I do it, I'll meet a different fate, but I'm just saying, in theory, the idea. Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so about 5 years ago, I was working part-time for this pest control company, and you have to go into these weird, tight, claustrophobic crawl spaces, and I got a wise idea of bringing a tire down because there was a possum down there, and before, they would have tie wire. Well, we string them now, so you when you go down there, you pull out the vapor barrier, you pull the insulation out, but I put the tire around the vapor barrier where the possum was, and I started stabbing him because it's like, what else are you going to do? I'm not animal control. So we're down there, and we're.
What was that? I'm not animal control, man. Sorry, continue.
We're so far away from a gas station, I had to go to the bathroom. And you can't go to the bathroom in the resident's house. So I wound up crapping myself in the crawl space after I just killed an animal, pulling vapor barrier out, and the insulation where there's baby rats falling on my face.
Ah!
And I got paid $10 an hour.
Cool. Was that your last day?
I left. Yeah, and everybody was on pills. And I said, no.
Oh, my God.
God damn, buddy.
That is. Everyone was on pills. And there were baby rats falling on my face when I pooed myself.
After I killed a possum.
The aristocrats.
Why can't you use the residence bathroom? I mean, shouldn't it be up to the residents themselves? Like, if you said, hey, man, do you have a bathroom I can use? I'd be like, well, sure.
Well, no, because you're pulling up the vapor barrier, and you know those white suits that you pull on, that you put on for protection? They don't, they rip, and you're dirty, and you don't want to go into somebody's house with a bunch of rat feces and cobwebs and all the other stuff.
Oh, you and I are very different. Mm-hmm. I would love to go into your bathroom covered in all that.
Wow.
Man, oh, man. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'd quit, too. Like, you quit your job. Like, let me explain what happened. Before the baby rats fell on my face, but after I defecated, I had just killed a possum. Yes, this was my last day.
Stabbed him.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, my plan to commit a crime in New Mexico.
Yes.
Walk 3 feet and feel like I've gotten away with it. Two comments. One says, you might get the FBI involved because now you've gone over state lines.
Ooh,
right?
So I now didn't think about that.
But someone else says, look, Four Corners, it's Navajo Nation. They have jurisdiction in all four.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's how they do it.
What made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, thanks for having me. There I was, 19 years old, first job working at the auto parts store. Got the job because of my brother-in-law. In comes a customer that was a regular customer. He had bought the wrong part earlier. I knew him. He walks in and says, hey, this is wrong, and I'm joking. I said, oh, we don't have it. And he freaked out, took a muffler clamp and threw it as hard as he could, hit me in the chest, and says, you will get me my damn part right now. And I was like, oh my gosh, I thought, now it's time to lose my job, beating hell out of this guy. And I had 1 foot over the counter, and my brother-in-law had the foresight of grabbing me in the Spock pinch. You know, grabbed me on that cord of my neck, and he hit it so hard I dropped to my knees in agony. And he starts telling the customer, look, you screwed up, dude. It's time to go before I let him go. And he did. The customer left, and there I sat until he did, and he let me go, and that saved my job, but I was willing to lose it.
Yeah, I feel like someone hit me in the chest with a muffler.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
And a clamp on a muffler is adjustable.
Physical or touching, that was off, man. I never even thought he would go there.
You wouldn't have made the joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. And I knew him. I wouldn't have pissed him off. I didn't know he was pissed.
Now, it's one way to read a guy.
Customer service.
Mm-hmm. Someone else says, as far as the Four Corners scenario, I like this one. By the way, other people are like, look, the U.S. Marshals will come get you. I don't know what crime you think I plan on committing. I mean, I'm going to steal like a Snickers bar, man. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Now he's backing it down. Right.
I'm dialing it down because I got FBI and U.S. Marshals, right? Someone says, what if you're in Arizona, then you throw a punch, but you end up hitting the guy who's standing in Colorado? Yep. Where was the crime committed? Because I'm standing in Arizona, I throw this punch, goes over the border, I knocked out a dude. That's right.
The crime was
out.
Committed from where you were.
So the crime.
See, I think it's the opposite. I think the crime is because you hurt him in Colorado. Colorado's going to want you.
But I could say, hey, look, man, physically, my alibi, I was not in Colorado at the time he got hit.
All right. Talk to the U.S. Marshal. We don't care.
What made you think I don't get paid enough to do this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ISW. The men's room is in progress.
Our question, what made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
Real quick, just to sum up the Four Corners crime spree. All right, so we got to the point. Ted is in Colorado. I'm standing in Arizona. I throw a punch. I punch Ted in the face, all right? Didn't necessarily damage him, but I hit him. Mm-hmm. So where did the crime happen, do you think?
Where did the crime happen?
I'm standing in Arizona. Ted is in Colorado. We're 2 feet away from each other.
The crime happened where you're standing.
Incorrect. No. Apparently, Four Corners. So anything that you use that harms someone can legally be considered a weapon. So in this case, your fist is the weapon. So if your fist crosses into Colorado and the weapon are both in Colorado, therefore the crime was committed by me in Colorado.
All right. Well, but what about the joint scenario? I'm standing in Utah. All right. All three of the other states have legalized marijuana.
Yes.
So
we could pass a joint, but when we pass it to you in Utah, we watch you get arrested.
But you transported the joint into Utah.
Ooh, right.
I'm not handing you anything. Right. Stay in your corner.
Like DMX.
Look, I already got punched in the face. Now I got to give you my weed. Get out of here.
No, I didn't punch anybody. I just want to hit that joint.
No, you're right. So
no,
I would rather hit the joint. I'd rather get pulled up for the punch than taking contraband into Utah.
Because you're handing me marijuana.
From New Mexico, say, to Utah, right? Or Arizona.
Into a state where it's illegal.
Right.
So you crossed the line with a joint. Now, I might have taken it, and I might have smoked it, so I'm definitely going to get busted.
But you
get busted?
I would think I'm in worse trouble at that point. Because I've delivered contraband to a state that expressly says it's illegal. I've taken it over state lines, right? So you might just get hit with possession at worst.
You get hit with distribution.
Right, exactly. So what I'm going to do is not pass you the joint. Me, Mike, and Ted, and keep smoking. And you can just watch. Or you can take a step. All right, now, what happens?
You can't take that weed over state lines, right?
Oh, God, right.
I mean, like, for example, we have Washington weed, there's Oregon weed, there's California weed. But some people have deals like Willie Nelson, right? So he's got a deal, but each one of those farms are in different states. They're different strains, they're different everything else. So they're unique to their own individual states.
All right, on their own laws. Okay, so now you're in Utah, and you step over to me, and you hit it there, all right? Mm-hmm. But you step back into Utah before you exhale. Is this still a crime, right? You've blown smoke out of your mouth.
I don't think so, because I went to a state where it's legal and smoked.
And just,
then I step back over into my state. But I didn't smoke it in my state.
No.
Yeah. I think I'm good. I think that's what I got to do.
It also might depend on your employer.
I feel like a road trip is in order for us to test all these theories.
What made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
I mean, there's no way you could do it, but it would be interesting to see if you had cops from all four states.
Right,
just to stand in like, jurisdiction. Hey, you guys do whatever you want with the weed. Just don't step over here. Eventually, somebody's going to step over to Utah.
And get arrested.
Gotcha.
Right,
yeah. Been waiting for one of you guys.
But you could just
over.
Step back in Colorado and look at people in Utah and just chief it up.
What if you blow smoke into Utah?
No, but I'm saying like we're hitting
Colorado.
No, it's fine.
But well, smoke crosses. It blows over, right? I'm not distributing, but there is now weed smoke in Utah, and I'm responsible for it. Like, can they still get me on weed charges?
I don't know.
Again, road trip. just for research purposes.
Sure, they got a Motel 6 down there.
Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So, real quick, shout out to Colby, the kid that got punched in the face. I trained with him. You should sue the doctor. He's even uglier than before.
Are you the sensei?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I train with him. He's a good guy. So anyway, the story goes is I watched too many adult films growing up. Thought being a plumber would get me a lot of what I wanted, and it doesn't work out that way.
Shocking.
Right? So I've been flushed on with a pipe right next to my face. I've met in the face with poop, pee, condoms, some sick, twisted individual, something to flush a condom wrapper too. It's pretty bad.
That's just somebody who's stupid.
I don't understand. I've heard of flesh and condoms, but never the rapper.
Well, I mean, is there a super toilet out there, by the way? Is there like an industrial-strength toilet?
That I can get for my residential home.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's pressure assist tanks, and those things will suck down your arm if you wanted it to.
Okay. How much do they run?
Ooh, you're probably looking at $400 or so.
$400 or $500?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
All right. Do you think that that is a reasonable amount of money to spend so you don't have to clean that crap up anymore?
Dude, listen. It's getting to the point. I will spend any amount of money to do it. My son yesterday in the car was like, Dad, there's a toilet that can flush 28 golf balls. I said, that's not what we need it for, man. We got your sister. And we have two new toilets. And she managed to plug up the one.
Because I keep asking.
Yeah, like two or three days.
Is the toilet still working? Because I thought maybe, look, if it's an older toilet.
I thought it was a toilet.
It's been around from the 50s, the 60s, whatever. Maybe it just doesn't have the pressure to, you know, push everything down.
This one is better pressure, man. It's a quick, you know, like hard flush. Yeah. And not tough enough. Like, she needs to be the person for toilet companies to test their work.
Right.
Like, look, don't, because you're not going to flush 28 golf balls. When they say you can flush 28 golf balls, like, who the hell flushes
golf
balls?
When she realizes it doesn't go down, does she come and tell someone?
No, of course not.
Why?
I don't know, in spite of my pleading with her. Like, look, man, it's not a great conversation, but I need to know because it's, like I said, if you leave, what do they say with us?
Because the dog went in there and got some out.
Dude, so. Yeah, that was in the bathroom in my bedroom.
You weren't here when that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Is that recent?
Yeah, the dog got in the toilet because it was, you know, crowned up, started eating it, and then drug it into the bathroom.
No, drug it out of the bathroom.
Drug it out of the bathroom into the bedroom.
Through my bedroom. I walked in my bedroom like, what is that? And then I piece it together, and I'm like, oh, my God, man. So I'm steam cleaning my room. It was like 12:30 at night or something. But I'm like, I can't. Yeah, dude, I was not in a great place.
You know the old toilets that, like, would take forever, and it seems like it's going to overflow before it actually flushes? Mm-hmm. Me and my cousin were so scared of that toilet, we didn't poop in the room for 2 days.
Was it like a hotel?
Yeah.
Was this a cheap hotel?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, the ones now, man.
Yeah. Like, most good hotels Lord. Have that good stuff. This was not. And that's how fearful we were of overflowing with poo. Like, pee you could deal with.
Pee, sure.
But, like, we would walk next door to a sports bar. Or I dropped one at the smoothie joint.
Yeah, I'll tell you my last.
Yeah,
one of my last great experiences. We were relatively in the same hotel in the same area. I'm not going to get into the specifics of this too much.
All right,
but it's not the greatest hotel in the world. I use the bathroom, right, and this is in the morning, and we're getting ready to go to our thing.
Okay, I know. Where
I wake talking. Up in the morning. I go in there and I use the bathroom. I'm half groggy. That's the reason I got up. I use the bathroom and I look, and there is no toilet paper. There is no toilet paper. There's no soap. There's no toilet paper. There's nothing. So I didn't think to bring shampoo or soap or any of that stuff in my travel bag.
No.
Because the stuff I stole from other hotels I've used. So I'm in there and I'm like, I only have one option. I had to jump in that damn shower. Do you remember the showers?
Yeah.
This was,
I felt
mean,
dirtier getting out of it than I did getting into it.
So guess what I do? I jump in the shower. I wash myself off. I get out. What don't they have?
Clean towel.
They don't have any towels. There are no towels.
Is your hand squeegee?
I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me.
I took a shower because I can't wipe my ass.
Right.
And now I can't dry myself off because I had the audacity to poop.
Right. What made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-RUN.
I told you that. There was a couple rooms they never even made up.
So you just walk in and it's just...
The bed's already...
Yeah.
I mean, and they're okay with that.
I guess they are. And then it was like, just go to the wedding, come back, right? Mm-hmm. So this is, what, 4 p.m.? Get back from the wedding at 11. Room's still not clean.
Yeah.
Right? So, I had to fix a toilet the day we got there in my mom's room. I was missing ceiling tiles that eventually we just kind of put back up there. That's what I'm saying. Like, we weren't going to poop in that room.
My favorite part of that hotel experience was that... We go get some food, go get some breakfast real quick, come back, and our rooms were pretty close to each other.
All right.
But you have to walk up a stairwell, and then there's the room beside me had the curtains open, all right? And there's a woman in there sitting on her bed, and I'll never forget this because I looked, and she's got the coffee pot out, but she's cooking ramen noodles in it. And I'm just
ramen?
Ramen noodles, 10 in the morning, in the coffee pot. I'm just like... Oh, my God. This is after my whole experience with no toilet paper or towels.
That's an experienced guest there.
That is. You don't get points for that. What made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, JR. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
One quick side note on this Four Corners real quick. I heard they resurveyed it a few years back after, like, Breaking Bad made it big, and it was, like,
way off by like a half mile or something.
Yeah, the first guy who called, we asked him if they actually put, like, even if it's just a rock or something in the real locations.
Right.
You know, you could actually go to where that place is, because there's a monument thing.
Well, someone explained, they said, look, they've remarked where the actual Four Corners are, but the tourist trap town that they built around it still exists, you know, what, 20 miles away or wherever the hell it is. So I don't know if there's anything there other than something that just says Four Corners.
Not sure, but okay, my story is I'm an HVAC refrigeration tech, and at the height of COVID, I found myself in between jobs for a minute, and I found a company out of Oregon that was hiring, and he was hiring for a lead tech, you know, paying what I need, all that stuff, and he was pretty desperate, so it worked out, you know, got hired. What I didn't know is his main, down in Oregon, the big, great company. Up here, his main customer was, I'm not going to say the restaurant, but a main restaurant chain around here. And, man, I only worked there for about a year with the stuff I've seen, and I will never eat at that restaurant. I more than likely won't eat at any of their competitors, because I'm sure it's the same. Yeah, you couldn't pay me enough to ever do that work again.
What was the problem? Just rotten food?
Well, yeah, not the restaurant. That's the sad part that made me feel bad. Cause it's not the managers, it's not the employees. They don't know. But like a lot of these restaurants will have like little 6-drawer cabinets that they keep their produce in or whatever. Well, let's say they go down and they have, you know, your coils are in there. That's you got to access them. So you got to pull the drawers out. And then I found like golf ball size, just mold balls that look like it was just disgusting. I mean. James syrups that were nasty, and then we also
is that from the
thing that was in it?
Is that from the condensation of the coils?
No. I mean, just in the cleaner, and I mean, yeah, probably the mildew or whatever's in there. But it was like I said, it wasn't the employee's fault, but they just didn't know. And every time I would tell the manager, like, "Hey, man, I'm not getting in here to clean this. You guys got to clean this before I do anything." A lot of them would get mad. I'm like, "Hey, this ain't my job. Like,
right. My job is not to clean your place. My job is to fix your stuff. It's not work."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did it about a year, and yeah, as soon as he was slow for a week, and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna lay you off for a week, get unemployment." I'm like, "No, I got another job. I'll see you later, man. Thanks for the opportunity, but
too much."
Yeah. What made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Malia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So my story is I worked at a Red Robin here in Washington, and it was probably one of the worst Red Robins in the state. But there was someone that pooped all over the toilet. It got really clogged, and me as the hostess had to go in and clean it up.
Was it in the woman's bathroom or the men's bathroom?
Luckily, the women's bathroom.
I'm not shocked by that.
I don't know what you ladies do in the bathroom,
luckily,
man, but
luckily,
good Lord.
My thing is, chances are,
right,
it's going to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, how does this work? I guess a customer comes out and tells, the waiter or the manager, and then they come to you to tell you this?
No one told us. It was probably sitting in there for a while until someone went in there, one of the employees, and saw it, and then requested that I go and deal with it.
Why did they pick you? I mean, nothing against dishwashers, but when I wash dishes, one of the side gigs they don't really tell you about when they hire you, and anyone who washes dishes knows, like, if something goes wrong in the bathroom, that becomes your responsibility. Mm-hmm. And by something going wrong in the bathroom, it's the same thing you expect, right? Poop everywhere or whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I swear, I'm always the toilet girl at my work.
Okay.
How many other times have you been toilet girl?
Two other times at restaurants.
Okay.
And it's always the same situation, I'm guessing?
Yep, just clogged toilet. But the best part about it is I couldn't get this one unclogged, and I had to go and get another helper, and she was just so excited to go and do it. She had the best time.
She had no problem with it. Well, thank God you got the right employee working with you. I got a question. How long did you work at Red Robin?
I worked at this location for probably 4 months, and I had to get out of there.
Did you ever go to the Red Robin that was down by the University Bridge on East Lake, the original Red Robin?
Oh, no, I haven't.
They tore it down.
I was not there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but they had this wall, and it had the Robin, but the Robin was stoned. And his eyes were bloodshot. And it was kind of like on an old barn wooden kind of wall. You know what I mean? I always just wondered what happened to that mural. It was so iconic. You know, like they tore the whole building down. I'm like, tell me someone went in there and got that stone bird off the wall.
I hope so, right? Because I think that was the original one.
It was.
Right? Because it was a biker. Well, I'm saying it was a biker bar that I want to say sold weed out of the basement.
Yeah.
And then they ended up turning, like, the people that started Red Robin bought it, but the bird was already kind of bloodshot. And I want to say they had tried to, like, lighten up
cleaned
the bloodshot in his eye.
Right.
But trust me, when I first moved here, I remember going in there and being like, you got to be kidding me.
This is
the
awesome.
Original Robin?
Right.
They had that giant fireplace and everything.
I know. The guy's stoned. There's a deck. See the water? What made you think I don't get paid enough to deal with this crap? 206-421-ROCK.
By the way, everyone's guessing at which Red Robin she may have worked at. But I like this one. Someone says, look, I crapped all over the walls at the Everett Red Robin.
Jesus,
but
people.
I complained to the manager that was right outside the door. Got my meal and drinks comped.
Oh, because you did that to their place?
Yeah, but they didn't tell them that part. Oh, just like, somebody, which is not a lie.
Somebody.
Hey, man, you should look at your bathroom.
That's strategy.
I still wonder, like, the walls. Like, did you turn around?
Right. What are you doing?
How does that happen,
How do
man?
You miss something you're sitting on?
I don't know.
Are you hovering? Like, what? Like, what? How do you miss?
Are we into people, like, it's kind of behind the toilet?
Yeah.
Like, no one
gets, like, herpes off of a toilet seat. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
you can put some toilet paper down on it, whatever. I mean, you don't have to do, you don't have to stand up and shoot it on the back.
They explain, I didn't do it on purpose, but it was coming out while my pants were coming down.
Oh, I
okay. Okay. Okay.
All right. You know,
that's
that explains
all I,
a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Understood. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Salmon and Swiss.
Hola.
Together?
Yeah, unexpectedly delicious.
Huh. Really? What is this? Cooked salmon, raw salmon, smoked salmon? What are we talking?
Lox.
Okay. All right. Okay. I can see
maybe
that.
That works.
Yeah. Pretty good. So, I wanted to say that there's a lot of job-ending experiences that have to do with bosses and managers. And I just want to say that the dispatch person, if you're in a driving job, if you're in a delivery job, if the dispatch person is incompetent, it's worth leaving your job. So I worked at a porta potty company, and I would just like to say that nothing having to do with the porta potty end of it made me quit the job.
That's a staggering statement right there.
It was the dispatch. And so we had to, so we did not only porta potties, but fencing. So big events, huge loads of fencing that you had to offload by hand, unload onto the trucks by hand. And went up to Bellingham, dropped off a bunch of porta potties. First thing in the morning, went back to the yard, expecting to have our load of fencing on a trailer ready. And was told by the dispatch woman that there was another job that one of the guys need help with, and the yard guy was sent with him to help. It's like, well, okay, that's fine. Now, what are we supposed to do? Well, you have to load the whole truck. Okay, that's fine. I'm not certified on forklift. The other guy is. He starts loading it up, and you get the announcement through the speakers out in the yard. From the woman inside saying, oh, hey, there's a customer coming in and he's got a whole load of fencing that needs to be offloaded and all of his stuff documented and returned. Now, the job we were supposed to be going to was in South Snohomish County, 45 minutes to an hour away, and we were supposed to be already on the road. And she says, yeah, you're just going to have to take care of this. And I was like, well, you know, the other guy is trying to load the truck. He can't offload this guy. What I can do is offload the stands that the fence sits on. So I start doing that, and she says to the speaker again, hey, you got to pick this up. You know, you got to be down in South Snohomish in a few minutes. And I started throwing them off the truck two at a time, just counting them out loud, 2, 4, 6, 8. And the poor guy is like, the customer who brought the stuff is looking at me like, oh no, like, am I going crazy? And I just realized I need to stop. This is not worth it. I told the other guy on the forklift, I said, I'm going to have a bad attitude
for the rest of the day. I'm going to leave.
So is that the last day of work, or did you come back?
No, I was done with it because it was so
stressful
for not just me, but for everybody. Yeah. We're supposed to be a team, right? A team. And to have that lack of support at the most basic level of function was intolerable. Yeah. And I just left.
All right. Fair enough, man.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, we got a confirmation from our Red Robin from which location in Washington. I'm not going to share with people, but I now know. I'll tell you guys off air. And somebody here, this, I think, tops everyone's poop stories. When I was a teenager, I worked at Dairy Queen. Somebody wrote, quote, Dairy Queen is the S. But they wrote it in poop on the bathroom stall. I had to clean it up. This wasn't the first time we had a turd artist. I quit after the third time. I had to clean up the crap.
Ryan Castle's on the way. We will send Spin with the 10 most iconic movie themes of all times. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.